Hi, I'm Joshua Jameson, and I'm the leader of our St. Jameson Family Memorial Scholarship Project. So the idea to establish a scholarship in the family name has sort of always floated around in the background for a number of years. When I produced my documentary in 2012, the idea kind of came back up in conversation again, but the oomph behind actually making it come to fruition really only occurred after my great uncle Colin and great uncle Baz passed away. They died in November of 2013 and January of 2014. So it was a difficult holiday for us. And we all sort of started talking about the idea of the scholarship again. Uncle Colin was always really interested in doing it as well. But we didn't really have anybody in the family that was like taking the project and running with it, taking the ball and running with it. So by the time Christmas 2016 rolled around, I decided that I was going to volunteer for that role without telling anybody. And I decided to share the ideas that I had formulated with the family by sitting down and digitizing my grandfather's Christmas record, Don Jameson Remembers,
right,
which is something I listen to every year at Christmas. So I spent Christmas Eve in 2016 listening to that album and digitizing it while I wrapped gifts. And then I put the link to download the files in an email, but I scheduled the email to be delivered to my family members on Christmas Day, and just put the subject line in, a very special Christmas surprise for you. And inside the email was obviously the download link, but also the pitch to make the scholarship happen. And everybody was completely behind the idea. And they thought the idea of releasing the Christmas album on digital platforms like iTunes and Amazon MP3 and releasing it as a CD was a really great route to take to fund the existence of the scholarship.
When do you expect the scholarship to actually roll out, like for the U2 Award, the first one? Do you have a timeline?
So our intent right now is to release guidelines, eligibility guidelines and the application process information in early 2018. The scholarship will ultimately start being awarded once we have a base fund amount. Overall, we need to raise about $42,000 to ensure that the $1,500 scholarship is able to be awarded on an annual basis in perpetuity. That's our ultimate goal, for this to be a legacy piece. But we will start awarding the scholarships well before we raise the full amount, and we're hoping that can happen in later in 2018 or early 2019.
All right, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for coming out.
My name is Lindsay Andrews. I'm the general manager for NTV Oz FM and the Newfoundland Herald.
So you're with the broadcast organization that, in theory, wouldn't have existed if not for the work of Don and Jeff. Is there a lasting legacy at the station that comes from, you know, their influence?
Definitely. As you say, the Sterlings and the Jamesons were a huge part of the entire broadcasting for Newfoundland many, many years ago. And as I said to you, that was, you know, a lot of that was even before my time. But I've been with NTV and Newfoundland Broadcasting now for 35, 36 years. And the Jamesons and the Sterlings together did an awesome job establishing CJON television and CJON radio back in the day. And the Jamesons they played a major role with Jeff Sterling and the whole development of television and radio early on. And I would definitely say that they, you know, have brought a legacy with them as founders of bringing radio and television to this province.
And finally, just one more quick thing. In relation to the scholarship itself, what do you feel is, do you feel that there's still a need out there when you see new journalists coming in? Like, is that still a problem with high levels of student debt and stuff like that? Like, do you hear that a lot from new entry-level journalists?
I think it's absolutely awesome that students on the high school level are going to be afforded this opportunity for this scholarship. In this day and age, every little bit helps. And so, as we all know, students going through post-secondary classes and at this point in their lives are usually coming out with a fair amount of debt type thing. So every little bit that can help, I think, goes a long way into affording us good journalists, good communicators, good politicians at some point down the road.
Cool. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.